Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I want to welcome you to the new and improved Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast. After many years of interviewing the best and brightest thought leaders around the world on my SiriusXM show, I am excited to now have those interviews available to people around the globe on this podcast. So many people would write us and say, I love what I've been hearing about your interviews with these great people. Where can I access them? I live in this country or that country, or I don't have access to that technology. How can I get the information? Well, I'm so excited now that we are able to offer the information and the interviews free on this podcast. So we want you to sit back and enjoy this message and let me know how you like them. And then do me a favor. If you like them, send a review, write a review and post it. And if you like it, hit like on here and share it and tell everybody you know about it. And then subscribe to this podcast, so you'll get the alerts when we post a new interview episode. Thank you for listening and enjoy the Willie Jolly Wealthy Ways podcast.
Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Well, I am so excited to have each and every one of you. Yes, you and I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. It's forced upon us. We can't refuse it. We didn't seek it. We didn't choose it, but it's up to us to use it. We must suffer if we lose it, give account. If we abuse it, just a tiny little minute, but our eternities are wrapped up in it. Grateful for this minute, this moment to be on with you. Wherever you are around the world now, we got people who tune in all over the world. I'm so grateful wherever you are. Do me a favor. If you're not in America, no, in fact, wherever you are, send me an email. Say, hey, I'm in London. I'm in Paris. I'm in Greece. I'm in South America. I'm in Toledo. Wherever you are, just send us a quick note. info@williejolly.com. info@WILLIEJOLLEY.com and say, hey, I'm in so-and-so and tell me what you think, what we can do to be of service to you. Our goal is to make sure we serve you with a spirit of excellence. So we are grateful for that. And today's show is going to be one that's going to be one you want to tune in, turn on, and listen to many times over and over. This is a guy who teaches financial advisors how to help their clients make millions and millions of more money for those clients. Oh, this guy is brilliant. Brilliant. Let me tell you, he's brilliant and one of my dear friends. Anyway, I'll tell you more about him in a moment. In the meantime, between time, let me tell you about the fact that I start with that minute, God's minute. You know that. And I didn't tell you why I start with that minute, because it's God's minute, and I take a moment to give God glory. You know, I'm a man of faith who believes that God is blessed, and I'm grateful for that. I don't take it for granted, and I'm grateful for every blessing. I'm grateful for friends. I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful for health. I'm grateful for life. Every day above ground is a good day. You don't believe it, as Zig Ziglar would say, try missing one. So I'm grateful for this day. And then I am grateful for you and all that you have been, each and every one of you. Now, God has blessed me with life and strength and health, and I'm grateful and for this show and the opportunity to influence and inspire and uplift people. So I'm grateful and I don't take it for granted. Next, I want to thank our sponsor. Our sponsor is Truist Bank. Truist Bank has been a great, not just sponsor, partner. They are partners. There's a difference between a sponsor and a partner. A partner looks out for how they can help you when you're trying to grow your influence. And that's what they've done. We're happy to have them as our sponsor. And let me tell you about their new program called Money and Mindset by Truist. The way you think and feel about money can affect your confidence and how you look at life and your total well-being, especially in tough times. So we want to tell you about a money and mindset from Truist that gives you tips and tools to help you to feel more financially prepared through your planned life moments or when life just happened. This is an incredible resource. I can tell you, I've been on there. I've been a guest and it is incredible. You can check out Money and Mindset by heading to Truist.com, T-R-U-I-S-T.com, and you'll find it in the main menu. When you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. Truist, a bank that's here for you. Well, I'm grateful for Truist and I'm grateful for you. And then I'm grateful for my guest. Oh, my guest. He is a world changer. That's right. He's a world changer. He's a man who is a Speaker Hall of Fame member. He's in the Speaker Hall of Fame. He is also in the Million Dollar Speakers Group, this Million Dollar Speakers Group. And he is also a man who teaches wealthy people how to help their clients become wealthier. That's right. He is the real deal. He is literally a mover, shaker, and achiever. He's a high achiever. He's been doing this for many years. Incredible impact, incredible success, and incredible love for helping his clients and others. He helps others. He is a serious businessman who has built a serious business. He speaks primarily to the financial industry, financial services industry, but he also helps people like us to understand how to grow their success and their resources, and more importantly, legacy. He teaches you how to grow your legacy, and he does it over and over again. He is a speaker. He's a best-selling author. He's a consultant, as well as someone who teaches people how to be more successful in their daily and their financial pursuits. His name is Bill Bachrach. He is one of the foremost success resources in the financial industry. He has been instrumental in helping leaders and producers make and transition from transactional-oriented salespeople to full-service trusted advisor, a term that he coined and he has even trademarked because people are always talking about trusted advisors. He is a author, best-selling book, Value-Based Selling, The Art of Building High Trust Client Relationships for Financial Advisors, Insurance Agents, and Investment Reps. He is considered by financial professionals to be the must-get guy to have in their arsenal when they're dealing with growing their business. And he is a dear friend of mine, my dear friend, Bill Bachrach. Bill, how are you, my friend?
Willie, it's always good to be with you. You're so inspiring. I'm just sitting here listening to you, just like everybody else listens to you, the millions of people who listen to you. And I can't help but be a little fired up. So it's good to be with you today.
Well, bless your heart. I gave him a thumbnail sketch of who you are. Where'd you come from? Where you grow up? I mean, how did we get this guy to be who you are today?
Well, a short story is I grew up on Air Force bases. I'm a military brat. I'm first generation born in America. My father was a Holocaust survivor. He came over to the United States after World War II. He wasn't actually in the camps, but his father was Jewish. His mother was not. And as you know, the Nazis were pretty clear about wanting to kill, you know, all of the people who had even the slightest bit of Jewishness in them. And my dad was one of those. He hid out during World War II in Austria and Czechoslovakia. And, you know, so I come from an interesting background. But I think more importantly to your listeners, I was very motivated to be financially successful. So even though I don't come from a wealthy family, I didn't have a strong background in finances. I didn't actually study accounting or finances or economics in college. I'm just one of those people who was motivated to figure money out. I was fortunate to do that. I worked for Merrill Lynch for a few years, and that's where I developed values-based financial planning. Which is a great methodology for anyone to get their financial house in order, but especially for, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners and people like that. I kind of like to focus on the fundamentals of making smart choices about your money, something I'm passionate about and been doing for many decades now.
Well, you have
three
done
and
it.
A half of them.
You have done it well, and you've created wealth. Let me take a moment right here to do a quick sidebar here. And I ask this occasionally for people who are wealthy. Why would you say it's important to be wealthy?
I think the number one reason, and it's in the title of the book, Values-Based Financial Planning, is Roy Disney has a great quote that Roy Disney is Walt Disney's brother, who was the business brains behind Disney's creativity. He said, when your values are clear, your decisions are easy. So when you make smart choices about your money, when you build wealth, when you have money beyond what you need to live your lifestyle, that gives you the opportunity to not only achieve your basic core values, but some of maybe your higher core values, like helping people and making a difference, maybe changing the world. And not all world changing requires money, but most world changing is more effective when you have money. And then the other thing I believe it's important is it's important to figure out a way to make work optional. And so we work with a lot of entrepreneurs. You know, you and I come from the speaker, author, trainer, coach, consultant community. I specialize in training financial advisors. So we tend to be around people who think, oh, I love what I do. I never want to stop doing what I do. I have financial advisors who say, you know, I hope I die at my desk helping people with their finances. We know people who say, you know, I hope right after a standing ovation, that's when I drop dead when I'm 80 or 90 or 110.
Right.
But sometimes life doesn't give us those choices.
Right.
So it's great if that's the case. So I'm not suggesting anybody should be forced into retirement, but I would ask everybody who's listening to us talk today to answer the questions for themselves. Do I like the idea of work being optional? In other words, having enough money, being financially independent, that you can continue working if you want to, but if you chose to, or if you had some event happen in your life that forced you to stop working, you could afford to do that without taking a step back in your lifestyle.
Right, right, right. You know, I think about, and I'll just another aside, my grandmother's taught me about entrepreneurism and about money. She always told me to save your money, don't spend all your money, live below your means. And she was big on that. And when she died, she left us a hefty, nice six-figure inheritance. But she died, she was a hairdresser. She owned her own salon, and she owned her own home, and the salon was connected to the home. And she died with her boots on, just like you said, giving a great speech or at the desk. She died after doing three heads, that they would say, with a big wad of cash in her smock. And she just sat down and died. I said, man, that's how you go. I want to finish speaking, sign some books, have a bunch of cash in my pocket, and sit down and say, Get on with the rest of the journey. All right. So, man, I love that, Bill. You're right. Okay. I love those answers. Gives you options to do more with your money, and world changing helps if you have some cash funding it. Well, let's talk about the things that you have been teaching groups and people. You were on a webinar I was on the Million Dollar Speakers Group not long ago. Oh, no, the CPAE, the Speakers Hall of Fame, which we both in the Speakers Hall of Fame. We're both in the Million Dollar Speakers Group. But you did a presentation that was so profound that, and I've heard you speak a lot, but this was so profound at a core level that I said, oh my God, my listeners need to hear this. So I wanted to ask you to come back and share what you shared. And we're going to take a quick break before I get you started. I'm going to kind of let you loose because you are so good. I don't have to prompt you or anything. But before we get started, I usually do this in the second segment. Where do people reach Bill Bachrach if they want to get access to his resources, his books, his information, or his consulting?
Well, I specialize in training financial advisors, and we have an online learning resource. We've taken everything that we know about client acquisition, client service, leadership, time management. You've been a guest as part of our expert interview series, you know, yes, sort of being inspired. We call it Mastering Your Mindset. And that is a subscription program called advisorroadmap.com. It's advisor with an O, advisorroadmap.com. So if you're a financial advisor and you want to check that out, that's where you would go. Otherwise, I would say as a consumer, the book Values-Based Financial Planning will help you get more clarity about what's important, what your goals are, make better decisions about your money, and also decide, if you should work with a financial advisor and how you should work with a financial
advisor. Oh man, this is so good. How to choose one who's not just a sales guy, but somebody who is trusted advisor. We're going to come right back. I'm going to tell where you can get that book. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, your best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to revolutionize your relationship with money? I'm Brian Ford, a financial wellness expert.
And I'm Bright Dixon, an expert in positive psychology. Together, we host Money and Mindset with Bright and Brian, a podcast from Truist Bank that's all about exploring the relationship between your money, your mindset, and your well-being.
Find us wherever you listen to podcasts or truist.com/moneyandmindset podcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered why some people can make $1 million, lose it, make a second million, lose that, then make a third million, while other people can't even make ends meet? Well, the reason is that those people know the recipe for success. And that recipe is available to everyone if you will do what they did. They made a habit of getting positive motivational resources of great thinkers and great learners. And I want to offer those same kind of resources to you. We've developed a free page on my website. It's wjspeaks.com/gift. wjspeaks.com/gift. On that site, we've got resources, books, audios to help you to grow, and they're free. So go to wjspeaks.com/gift, wjspeaks.com/gift, and get some of those resources. And then share that page with your friends and your family members. We want to impact and inspire millions of people. And remember, if you enjoy this message on this podcast, like it, share it, and post a review about it and make a difference in the lives of others by letting them know about it. Have a great day. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. And we're back, Dr. Willie Jolly, with my special guest, Hall of Fame speaker, best-selling author, Bill Backrack. Bill, you're going to tell people where they can get that book, Value-Based Planning. I think, tell me the name of it one more time so they'll get it clearly.
Values-Based Financial Planning. I mean, obviously, you can get it from Amazon. You can get it on my website, billbackrack.com.
How do you spell Backrack, by the way?
That's a good question. Yeah, I appreciate how you spelled Jolly, J-O-L-L-E-Y.
E-Y, there you go.
So it's Backrack, B-A-C-H-R-A-C-H, not to be confused with Burt Bacharach. But I'm certainly the only Backrack who's training financial advisors and writing books for consumers to make better choices about their money. So it shouldn't be that hard to find.
B-A-C-H. R-A-C-H. That's it. That's it. Not Burt Bacharach, but Bill Backrack. And the art of creating an inspiring financial strategy. And that's what this book is all about. Okay, Bill, you were so fantastic on this interview. Please, let's just go through the points that you shared with us and how it can transform people's financial future.
Whether you're a business owner or not, And this presentation was primarily given to entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, but I'll talk about how it applies to people like that, as well as if you just have, if you have a job and your income is coming from your salary. So I think your grandmother was a great example. I appreciate she was an entrepreneur and had her own salon, right? Yep. But by the same token, she wasn't making a huge amount of money perhaps, but she was doing, she was executing one of the fundamentals, which is live within your means.
Yes.
And everybody can live within their means regardless of their income. So just building this slide one point at a time, you've got your business revenue or your personal income. This is your gross personal income. If you're a business owner, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you have a job, you know how much your paycheck is. If you're a business owner, then you also have expenses. So your business revenue is not your personal income. It's the money that comes into your business. And from that, you would subtract your business expenses, any money that you would be setting aside as business cash reserves, as well as taxes. And so business cash reserves, of course, we all know the importance of that. And in the last couple of years, we've been reminded of how important that is. Many people that we know, Willie, did not have enough cash set aside as cash reserves. And when the COVID pandemic hit, it exposed that problem. So I'm kind of a tough love person, and I have a lot of friends who are speakers, authors, trainers, coaches, consultants, and other type of business owners. And they said, well, the problem is COVID. And I say, no, the problem isn't COVID. The problem is you were not prepared for an event like COVID.
Right.
And their response often is, well, Bill, did you know there was going to be a pandemic? And I said, no, I didn't know there was going to be a pandemic, but I do know that every few years, usually every 3 or 4 or 5 years, there's some global event or national event that screws things up.
Right.
And they mess up your business and they mess up the flow and they interrupt your business. So I bet your grandmother said something like, you should have some money for a rainy day.
That's right, because it's going to rain one day.
It's
going to rain. And folks, we have said it, you've heard this show, if you listen to this show every decade, there's going to be a calamity. You don't know when it's coming, what form is going to come in, whether it's an economic bubble burst, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's a downturn, whether it's a recession, whether it's depression, it's coming. It's one down the road coming. We're coming toward it every day. We're walking toward it or moving toward it. So prepare now and listen to what Bill gives.
And that's why you always want to have, if you have a business owner, you have business cash reserves, and that's different from personal cash reserves. So then from that, of course, you have your profit, right? So after your revenue and you subtract your expenses and your money you set aside for cash and taxes, well, now you have the money and that's the money for your personal income. Now, if you have what I would call a job, you don't have a business, well, then you go straight to personal income. You get paid by your employer and that's your personal income because you don't have business expenses or business cash reserves or business taxes. Right. So you have your personal income and then you're going to allocate your personal income to a few things. Well, first of all, you've got your lifestyle. And I'm going to say it again. It should be a lifestyle that's easily within your means so that out of your personal income, you pay for your lifestyle. Now you have personal cash reserves. I'm going to recommend 1 to 2 years of living expenses. Now, I appreciate if you're behind and you currently have zero cash reserves, personal cash reserves, you're not just going to get this done out of your next paycheck or out of your next profit distribution from your business. But you're going to incrementally do this, and the time to do it is now. And then, of course, you're also saving for, I call it financial independence. Remember, we talked about work being optional. So if work is optional, it means that you have enough of your own money set aside in savings and investments so that if you were to stop having a paycheck from a company or profit distribution from your business, that that lump of money could generate all the money that you need to pay for your lifestyle. Now, just because you are in a place where you're financially independent, where technically work is optional for you, it doesn't mean you have to stop working. So you can continue working and making money after you're financially independent. But I think we all kind of smile that sense of relief to know even if my business revenue was interrupted, even if my personal income was interrupted, if God forbid I have a bad doctor visit and I'm forced to not work either permanently or temporarily, it's nice to know you can have the same lifestyle. And then the last thing I say is
hold that thought before we get to charity.
All right,
folks, this is critically important. I talk about it in my new book that I'm finishing now about the difference between being wealthy and being rich, and the fact that rich is what you do, wealthy is what you own. And wealth comes from that, what he just said, you might not be able to work, but yet your lifestyle does not have to be diminished because you have things that you own that create revenues that don't depend on you getting up and going into the office or working. You have options. Money and particularly wealth gives you options. So again, rich is what you do. You play basketball, you sing, you rap, you dance, you do something. But wealthy is what you own and what comes when you don't have to do what you do. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Willie. I appreciate you making that. I can't wait to read the new book.
Yes.
So
it's got some of your ideas and a few other NSAs like Nito Cobain and a few others on wealth creation. Go ahead, my friend.
Absolutely. And then not everybody chooses to be charitable, but I kind of anticipated that if you are a fan of Willie Jolly, you probably want to do more than just spend money on yourself. So this includes your charity money, philanthropy, charity. It can be the money that you are actively giving on a monthly or an annual basis. You could actually set up something called a donor advised fund, which is kind of like your own little trust fund that you have set up. And then you can allocate money from that. You can just give the money directly. There are a lot of ways that you can do this, but tithing would of course be included in this.
Yep.
Right. So what I recommend is that you back your way into the personal income. Unfortunately, what a lot of people do is they say, well, this is how much money I have. Therefore, this is what I can afford to do. And so sometimes that's just the case. If you choose to have a career and that career has a fair market value for the salary, then you're going to work your way and you're going to say, out of my personal income, how much can you really afford for your lifestyle? Assuming you are saving for cash reserves, you're saving to achieve your own financial independence and maybe other goals, and you're doing some charity. Now, if you're a business owner, you can work your way in and you can say, well, how big of a lifestyle do I want? All right. So how much cash reserves does that mean I would want to have? How fast do I want to achieve financial independence? How big of checks do I want to write to charities? And now you can say, all right, you can back your way into it and say, all right, in order to make all this work, my business revenue has to be this amount. So after expenses, cash reserves, and taxes, there's enough profit to create maybe something bigger than you might be thinking if all you're thinking about is paying your bills.
Woo, this is good. And Bill, we've never talked about this, but I have four goals. Now, my four goals are categories, not individual items. So the four goal categories are, my number one goal every year is my giving goal. What do I want to give? I set a number I want to give, which then means I have to have a getting goal. How much do I have to get in order to give what I say I want to give? And then the third one is my doing goal. What must I do this year? What books must I write? How many speeches must I give? How much consultation must I have? How many radio programs and television and media programs must I perform? And how many wealth creation assets do I buy that give me the cash to have the do that I mean to do to get what I want to get so I can give? Now, last one is my B goal. What must I become? What I got to get better. I got to get smarter. I got to talk to Bill Backrats. I got to talk to folks who are wealth creators, learn from them, get mentors. And that's something Bill is big on. And get mentors, get people who will teach you, learn, do your work, do your homework, work on yourself. Develop your library. As Jim Rohn said, you ever go to a $10 million home, it always has a library. Now, did the person who bought that $10 million home buy it because it had a library, or did their library allow them to buy it? That's why I read Bill Backrack books. That's why I have him on my show. That's why I listen to his resources. So what must you be? You got to grow you that you can do. What must you do this year to get more revenues? What must you get? What's the number you want to get so you can give? That's what I work on every year. We're going to take a quick break for station identification. We're going to come back with my friend, Hall of Famer. He is a Hall of Famer, Bill Bachrach. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show across America, around the world, and the podcast. Don't forget the podcast on iHeart, C-Suites, the best Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts. Stay tuned. We've got more to tell you on this show about how to create wealth that will make a difference in not just your life, but the lives of your children, your grandchildren, and your great-great-grandchildren, and those beyond that. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and I got an email from a gentleman in Australia who shared how he had been struggling in his business, and he bought some of my books and audios, and how it had a profound impact on his business, and he went from worst to first in his company. I shared with him how much I appreciated his note, but I told him those books, those audios, those videos were not just something that I just thought up one day and started to write. They were born out of my experiences, out of the challenges of overcoming the problems and the difficulties and how I was able to do it. And I shared with him that others have sent similar messages and that these resources work. I want to encourage you and invite you to go to my store. Go to wjspeaks.com/shop. wjspeaks.com/shop. Get some of the books. It only takes a minute to change your life. Or a setback is a setup for a comeback. Or turn setbacks into greenbacks. Or chicken soup for the soul. Or an attitude of excellence. Or the book I wrote with my wife after 34 years of being married and not having an argument in over 30 years, we wrote a book called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last. And now it is saving marriages all over the globe. Go to the store, get some of the audios, the videos, the books, the resources to help you have greater personal and professional success. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Make this a great day on purpose.
And we're back, and this is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast, and we're excited about each one of you being here and sharing with us. And then I'm excited about our sponsor, Truist Financial, Truist Bank. They are incredible. We are so excited because they are making a difference not only in people individually, but also in communities around the country. They care. And you know, when you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. Let me tell you what they do. Truist is really interested in improving the connection between your finances and your personal well-being. So they launched Money and Mindset. You got to have money and mindset. Mindset is first in terms of what you're going to do with your money. It's an online resource to help you build financial confidence and a healthier mindset about your money. I've spent great time with this Money and Mindset program, and it's the real deal. One good takeaway I found is that when you're feeling good about your finances, you can enjoy life better. You can enjoy the benefits. You can feel better. You can sleep better. So look, there's also a podcast. So go to Truist.com, look for the Money and Mindset program. Then if you got podcasts, you're a podcast listener, go to wherever you get your podcast and look for the Truist Money and Mindset podcast. Tune in, check it out. It will empower you. It will inspire you. It will educate you, inform you, and enlighten you. This is a bank that cares. And when you start with care, you build a different kind of bank, Truist. Well, my special guest is Bill Bachrach. He's a triathlete too. I forgot to talk about that. That's in the book. He's a triathlete. You did the Ironman.
Yes, I did.
Wow. Now, I knew you were a big bike rider because when I came to your house, we had the best Thai food. I mean, we just had the best Thai dinner. I came and spent the evening with him and his beautiful bride, and they weren't cheap bikes, Bill.
Yeah. And I think what you're really alluding to or tying it back in is everything we're talking about here. You talk about money and mindset. So you've got to be motivated. And so there's nothing wrong with being motivated to, you know, buy nice things.
That's right.
So I'm passionate about cycling, for example, and I find cycling to be more enjoyable on a high-end, custom-made, carbon, fancy bike, because that's the main thing I do now, Willie. It's been a while since I did a triathlon. It's been about 20 years since I did the Hawaii Ironman. I also did that on a custom-made titanium triathlon bike that was state-of-the-art at the time. And I think that really ties into what we're talking about here. Can you use money, you know, to motivate yourself to achieve big things? And you yes. talked about that with your four criteria. There's a money component to those things.
Money is important. It's an important component, and it's important. And Les Brown says, money ain't everything, but it's right up there next to breathing.
And you and I are big fans of Jim Rohn, who said, when you have enough reasons why, you can endure anyhow.
What I
recommend is you take this formula, both of these formulas that you and I have been talking about, and the action item is figure out how much business revenue, if you don't have a job, and you have a job, what is your business revenue or income need to be to make your entire life work? And that's what your formula does as well. You walk your way through it and you come up with a number. And then my recommendation is you use your personal truth about money to motivate you to do the work that your goals require to achieve them. And so if you have a business, then you have control over your money. If you have a job or a career, you may have more control than you think. So maybe the thing to do is to start exploring, you know, how can you get a better job? Who would pay you more for your expertise? You know, have you ever just gone to your boss and said, you know, I know what my expertise is. I understand the contribution I make for this company. How can I get paid more money? What could I do to add more value that would justify you paying me more money? So that's another fundamental success principle. That's also a money principle. Money follows value. So whether you're a business and you're creating value and you're getting paid for that, or whether you're a solopreneur or an entrepreneur, or whether you are an employee, there are always ways that you can generate more money, and let your truth about money motivate you to do the work that your goals require to achieve them.
Money follows value. Money, folks. He just kind of shared that in a nonchalant way. It wasn't a big, you know, let me slow down. I'm a slow down. Money follows value. The more value you bring to the marketplace, the more money people are willing to pay you. As a gentleman told me when I was a boy, one of my buddies' father, he said, now look here, both bricklayers and bank presidents work hard. Doctors and carpenters both work hard. Janitors work hard. But it's the value that you bring to the marketplace that determines where the money is. The more value you bring, the more people are willing to pay you for it. Am I right about it, Bill?
Yes, amen. And if you're not making much money, then you're probably not producing much value. And that's totally controllable.
You can turn that around.
Choose to produce more value. You kind of triggered my thinking, I think, here, Willie, when you quoted Jim Rohn earlier. He said, some people say to him, you know, I don't need very much. And his response was, well, that's too bad. I guess you don't need to be very much then.
Ooh, that's so good. That's so good. It is true. It's true, folks. It's true. Whoa, man. Okay, I got a couple quotes I want you to kind of bound off of as I'm going through this book, earmarking it. By the way, A Value-Based Financial Planning, The Art of Creating and Inspiring Financial Strategy. Bill, did these come with these value, what's more important in life than money, and the map, roadmap? Do they come with the book?
Yeah, I wrote the book to be a workbook.
Okay.
So there's what you're referring to is there's a 17 by 22 inch piece of paper called a financial roadmap. And the financial roadmap is a combination of your values, your tangible goals and your current financial situation. And there are specific chapters that walk you through each of those exercises. So when you have a completed financial roadmap, you're more likely to make smarter choices about your money. You can use it with your current financial advisor. You can use it to help you find a new financial advisor. Or if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can use it to be more effective at doing it yourself. So, yep, every values-based financial planning book has those worksheets in it. And that book has been out now for about 22 years, and it's had a couple of updates. But since the fundamentals of money haven't changed, then the fundamentals of values-based financial planning have not changed either. They're not time sensitive. They're not market sensitive. They're not event sensitive. We're talking about the fundamentals of getting your financial house in order.
And fundamentals, folks, is how you build a house. Scripturally, okay? You don't build your house on the sand. On somebody telling you, here's a hot tip. Nah. You get the fundamentals. You learn the fundamentals. Here are a couple of differences of values. Values are those qualities and principles intrinsically valuable or desirable to you. Page number 4. And then he says on that same page, goals are the tangible results you seek, while values are the intangibles that make pursuit of those goals genuinely meaningful to you. This is brilliant writing. He goes on to tell you how to do it, how to go through the workbook. He gave you step by step. He kind of looks over your shoulder. I like the way he makes you. Come on now, y'all know you are not doing this right. The future will come whether you plan for it or not. Page number 29. The future will come whether you plan for it or not. Will you have the future you want or the future that happened to you by default? Ouch. Ooh, this is good. He told you he's a tell the truth. He's going to be straight, no chaser. And this is another one. Once you've done the worksheets for your own goals, you're on your way. The next step will be to assess your current financial picture so you can tell what needs to happen between now and the future to make those goals a reality. But for now, just get started with goals on paper. Remember, don't worry about the how you do it. Let's just get the what, when, how much, and why handle first. Then your value should motivate you to do the work. This is an incredible book. He is in your corner. He's cheering you on, and he's pumping you and saying, come on. Don't be skipping nothing. You got to do this the way I'm encouraging you because it works. Bill, how do you talk about wealth to people who maybe think, it doesn't work. I don't need to invest, so I don't need to put... You talk about this in the book, that this is important for your future.
I believe you should consider as an individual, what is important to you? What is important to you? What are your actual goals? And then you can track it back to, do any of these goals require money and planning to achieve? And if they do, well, then those are your reasons why you should be motivated to do the work your goals require to achieve them. Right. So that being said, then the flip side of that is there's the payoff of achieving your goals. So you talked about the distinction between values and goals when you were reading off of some key pages in the book, Values-Based Financial Planning. So values are kind of like the emotional why. So for example, maybe one of your values is to help your family. So that is an emotional why. That's a core value. The tangible what could be that, well, for example, your grandmother clearly cared about her family. And the what she did is she saved a significant amount of money. And instead of spending it on her own lifestyle, she had it set aside. So your family, you and your other family members, received, a six-figure amount of inheritance. Well, right. She could have spent that money, but instead she saved it, lived a smaller lifestyle than she could have for you. It could show up as saving money for a college education. So the goal, money for college education, the value, helping my family or specific family members. So the values and goals combination potentially has a significant effect. But I will say, I have no people who have, it's clear that they know what's important to them. They have particular goals. Then where the rubber meets the road is, are you really willing to do the work those goals require? Are you willing to endure the discipline? Right. So there's discipline and then there's regret. Discipline is better than regret. There's actually work required and it's hard. I mean, I get that. I was joking with a friend of mine the other day that target for advertisers is like the 18 to 34 year old age group.
Right.
And I laughed and I said, yeah, that's because when you're between 18 and 34, but and you're easy to manipulate, start having kids and you start looking around your house and you go, why did I buy all this crap?
Right.
Right. So why did I spend my money on these things? And at the time, you don't realize that you're being, you know, manipulated to buy things for immediate emotional gratification. It's easy to see in hindsight. It's not so easy to see when it's happening to you. Right. Right? So that's how you get a little financial, you get a little financial wisdom.
Wisdom makes you live a different type of life, and age helps you get wisdom because the longer you live, the more you learn, and more you learn, the more you say, ah, I can learn from that experience. Once is a mistake, twice is stupid. We'll be right back. This is Talking Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show. And for sure, the best is yet to come. We'll be right back.
Friendship is not about being convenient. It's about being committed and consistent.
You can call on me.
When you need me,
call me. You can call on me.
Call me.
You can call on me.
Pick up the phone.
You can call
and call me.
Hi, this is Dr. Willie Jolly, and people often ask, how did I go from a broke, busted nightclub singer to become a best-selling author and to be voted one of the outstanding five speakers in the world by the 175,000 members of Toastmasters International? The answer is that I decided to invest and change my thinking, invest in my mindset, and decided to change my inputs because inputs determine outputs. I heard about a seminar years ago when I was just getting started. I was making about $100 a speech, and I heard this seminar that was creating millionaires, and it cost $10,000, but the guy was getting results. I didn't have that kind of money, but I decided to borrow it because I learned that there's a price for success, the price of college, the price of going to school, the price of education. There's a price for success, and then there's a cost for not paying the price, the cost of staying the same. And that cost is greater than the price. It's too expensive. And so I went, and it changed my life, and I came back and quickly made $100,000. I heard a similar story from Dr. Dave Martin, how he went to a success rally, heard a speaker who inspired him. He and his friend said, wow, that's changed my life. The speaker had a package of materials to help build wealth. The package cost $1,500, and that was all the money Dr. Dave had to his name. Dr. Dave's friend asked, do you think this stuff is worth it? Dr. Dave thought for a moment. He said, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it. But I do know that I'm worth it. I'm worth it. He invested that money in that package and used the materials to grow his thinking. He grew his mindset. He shared how that $1,500 investment has gone on to generate millions in revenues. He's a multimillionaire. And he has homes now in Arizona and Florida. I want to say to you, it's time to invest in you. I want to give you some materials that will help you, grow your mindset, grow your future, grow your finances. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire. wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get some materials that will inspire your success and help you find that there's a price for success, but there's a cost for not paying the price. And the cost is always greater than the price. Go to wjspeaks.com/billionaire and get the bag, the box, or any of the materials there and keep growing your wealth. And remember, as a man thinketh, so as he is, and your best is yet to come.
And we're back. This is Dr. Willie Jolly on the Willie Jolly Wealthy Way Show and podcast. I want to encourage everybody to do two things. One, is to go to winwithwillie.com, winwithwillie.com, and click on a few of the boxes. We got a myriad as well of websites there. We got our marriage website, the Jolly Marriage website. We got our faith base. We got our corporate. We got our wealth creation. We got our products. We got our youth motivation. We got our speaker, if you want to be a speaker site, and click on them. Now, many of them give you free goodies, like the marriage site, jollymarriage.com, gives you a free chapter, the biggest chapter from the book. We give away free the Attitude of Excellence site. We give you free attitudeofexcellence.com. We give you a big old chapter from the book. So go to winwithwillie.com, winwithwillie.com, and access them. Next, join us Monday nights, every Monday night, on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, and Willie Jolly LinkedIn Live for the Jolly Marriage Show, where we talk about tips and strategies that we have used in our almost 38 years of marriage and haven't had an argument in over 35 years, how we do it, why we do it, and how we can help others to do it. JollyMarriage.com, but A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, and then just Willie Jolly LinkedIn Live. My special guest is Bill Bachrach, Hall of Famer, member of the Million Dollar Speakers Group. I think he was a founding member, and he helped Bill Gates and others to start that group. And Bill was just on our show recently. He and Bill Bachrach are good buddies in the financial services industry. They're two of the icons, two of the celebrity icons in that industry. So, Bill, I am still wanting to talk about wealth creation. I want you to just delve for one more minute on something that I was sharing with my family. My family at my wife's birthday recently, that there are three pegs, and you can explore, expand, or even say, well, I need to add something to this or not, or I disagree. I don't care. I want your thoughts. Three pegs to wealth creation. Peg number one is you got to have some savings. You already said it. You should have a year to 2 years worth of your money so that a flat tire does not become a crisis. Okay. Number two is investments. That's where you own something. You own stocks, you own bonds, you own real estate, you own something that creates money. Your money get up and go to work just like you get up and go to work, or not if you've got enough wealth created already. So savings, investments, and then insurance. Insurance gives you a firewall that keeps the bad omens and the bad glitches and the bad gremlins from getting at your assets. Talk about that.
Well, first of all, you know, you're right. I mean, I think I'll talk about insurance first.
Yeah.
It's very common for people to be underinsured. Mm. And it's not really complicated. Either you can afford to rebuild whatever is taken away or destroyed that insurance would have covered. In other words, you can self-insure. So it's right. A really simple question. As you look at all the things that are important in your life, can you afford to either go without them or to replace them out of your own savings or investments? And if you can, then insurance may be optional for you. Interestingly enough, I can't think of a wealthy person who doesn't insure those things because they would rather pay the insurance premium and let the insurance company replace them than depleting their investments or their savings to replace them. And so right. These are the obvious things, right? I mean, it's your home, it's your personal possessions, it's your car. You know, in most states, auto insurance is actually required by law. But a lot of people don't think about you can insure your income. So there is what's called disability income insurance. And if your income were to be interrupted, and most income interruptions are temporary, not permanent. So you could buy disability insurance that would replace a percentage of your income for a 3-year period, a 5-year period, or for life. Obviously, the longer your income would be replaced by insurance, the more the premium would be for that. So clearly there's life insurance, there's health insurance. So I don't know why people don't like insurance. I think insurance is awesome. I think the whole idea that a group of people have gotten together and put their money in a pool. So if one of those people has something bad happen to them, that is either, you know, could be uncontrollable. It could just be they made a bad decision, that then there would be an administrator who would take money out of that pool and give it to the person who had that event occur. Right. So that's all really insurance is. It's a bunch of people who put money in the form of premiums, and there's a manager or administrator called an insurance company that a claim is made, and then you get money. So
right.
Again, a lot of people say negative things about insurance or try to avoid it. But I think the whole concept of insurance is amazing, and I'm very glad that it's there.
I love it being there. Let me take a moment to give a shout out. This is unpaid, pushed. No one asked me to do it, but my insurance company is Amica, A-M-I-C-A, Amica. And Amica has been incredible. Car insurance, we got it. We got home insurance. We got life insurance. We've got every kind of insurance, disability insurance. We got long-term care insurance. My wife is big on insurance because we're trying to protect our assets and put firewalls at every place where something could come in, some boogaboo could come in and attack a sector. So we encourage you to get insurance. We like Amica, but we got also great insurance companies, many of them that Bill works with. We want to encourage you to find somebody. And again, get his book because he tells you how to find the right insurance people and financial advisors and get the ones who are trusted advisors. I love the story about the guy who came in and said, I want to buy X. And the guy said, I can't sell that to you. He said, why can't you? You sell insurance? He said, yeah. Or you sell securities? No, but I'm trusted advisor. I want to know your whole picture. So I don't just give you this and it could hurt that. It's like a good doctor who says, what are all the medications you're on before I give you a new prescription? Because this one might interact with that one. Real quick, Bill, we got about 4 minutes left in the interview. So I want to get this question in. You coming to DC. Last time you came, me and you and Bill Cates had a great dinner together. But you're coming to DC. We go to dinner. The next morning, I pick you up at your hotel and I take you to Howard University or one of the great universities. And we go to a business class. And I say to you, Bill, tell these students who want to be successful, a couple, you got us, a few, you got us. You got to do this if you want to be successful in life and in your future. Tell them a couple, you got us.
Well, fortunately, I actually do this every summer at Pepperdine University.
Wow.
They have a week-long program called the Youth Citizenship Seminar, and they bring in high school students between their junior and senior year. And I have spoken at a few business schools and shared the same idea, but I'm going to tell you exactly what I tell them. The first thing I tell them is that to be clear about your vision for your ideal life so that you can align your choices with your vision for your ideal life. And there are 6 ideal life questions. And so the great thing about your show is that, you know, it's recorded. People can go back. They can re-listen to the podcast. So I'm going to hit these pretty quickly because I know there's only a few minutes left. The 6 ideal life questions. Number 1, what does your ideal life look like? Number 2, what does your ideal life sound like? Number 3, what does your ideal life feel like? Number 4, when you're living your ideal life, what are you doing? When you're living your ideal life, question number 4, or number 5 rather, who are you with when you're living your ideal life? And number 6, when you're living your ideal life, who are you being? And I think it's especially important for whether you're a senior in high school or a college student, the more clear you are about your ideal life, not the ideal life that you might think you're supposed to do because you've been somehow conditioned by society, not the ideal life that your parents might have thought would be the ideal life for you. You know, you're starting to think about your own ideal life. You're making your own decisions. Stephen Covey, in his famous book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, talked about how many people, they climb the ladder of success, and when they get to the top, they realize their ladder was against the wrong wall.
My. Right?
So what you want to do is you want to put your ladder of success against the right wall so that you're doing things that truly align with your ideal life. And there's no reason why you can't do that when you're a teenager. Or when you're a young adult, you don't have to wait and have a midlife crisis and go, man, I'm doing the wrong thing with my life. I'm going to pivot. You could figure that out sooner. And that's what I recommend.
Man, that is fantastic. Those 6 points, folks, I'm going to give them to you again, just in case you didn't figure it out or hear it. Here we are. Be clear about your vision for your ideal life. What does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? What are you doing when you're living it? What who are you with when you're living it? And who are you being? Ooh, this is good. Bill Bachrach, where can they reach you?
Hey, BillBachrach.com or Advisor Roadmap. I'm sorry, BillBachrach.com or YourAdvisorRoadmap.com. But if you just Google Bill Bachrach and don't get confused by, you know, Burt Bachrach trying to sing songs to you, you'll find me.
Remember, it is Bachrach, B-A-C-H-R-A-C-H. Thank you, Bill, for being my guest. Kiss Ann for me.
I will. You do the same with your lovely wife, Dee. Willie, it's always great to be with you. You keep doing your great work, man. You're inspiring millions of people like me. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Folks, this guy is the real deal. I'm grateful for his friendship. We've been friends for many years, and he is not only a great thinker, but a great person. I want to encourage everybody to go again to winwithwilly.com, winwithwilly.com for resources to help you win more. And then I want to thank again, one more time, our sponsor. When you start with care, you build a different kind of bank. Be sure to go to Truist, T-R-U-I-S-T.com for the Money and Mindset podcast with Bright and Brian or their Truist.com program where you can get on the Truist.com website where they'll help you get financially secure, boost your mindset, and help you create greater wealth and then keep more of what you get. Hey, this is Dr. Willie Jolly. I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to thank you for sharing this with your friends, your family, your coworkers. You have made it the number one self-help show in the country, and I am grateful. Hey, I look to see you again. Remember, Monday nights, 9 o'clock. Jolly Marriage Show on A Jolly Marriage on Facebook, A Jolly Marriage on Instagram, and Willie Jolly LinkedIn Live. Hey, keep the faith and remember for sure, your best is yet to come. Have a great week on purpose. God bless. Enjoyed this podcast episode, and I hope you got something of great value. And I hope that you were inspired, you were motivated, you were empowered, and you were encouraged to live your best life. I hope this information and this inspiration will help you to do more, be more, and to achieve more. That's the goal why I started this program, and I hope it helped you in a mighty way. Now, I ask you to make sure and that you take full advantage of all the resources that came through this program. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/gift and get some of the free resources that we have there for you. I hope you go to wjspeaks.com/shop. to get some of the books that we have created, that we've labored over to make sure that they will deliver a powerful message to you. I hope you go to williejolly.com/billionaire, williejolly.com/billionaire, or wjspeaks.com/billionaire to get the box that it will inspire your whole family, or get the bag of books. Make this a great day, a great week, a great month, and remember, it is true that you are blessed and all things are possible for them that believe. So make the most of the belief that you have now in your future. This is Dr. Willie Jolly. Have a great day.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.